Is there an official American Bible actually authorized by the Congress of the United States? Some people who support prayer in the public schools say yes. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. In the January-February issue of the American Book Collector, Lawrence Park Murphy, adjunct rare book librarian at the New York Public Library, writes about a Bible printed by Robert Aitken of Philadelphia in 1782. Murphy says the book is sometimes known as the Revolutionary War Bible.
It was the first American Bible printed in English, but earlier there had been a Bible printed in the Indian language. Then later there had been a Bible printed in German.
The Continental Congress passed a resolution recommending Aitken's Bible to the American people.
Resolved that the United States and Congress assembled highly approve the pious and laudable undertaking of Mr. Aitken as subservient to the interest of religion, as well as an instance of the progress of arts in this country, and being satisfied from the above report of the chaplains of his care and accuracy in the execution of the work, they recommend this edition of the Bible to the inhabitants of the United States.
But Murphy says the resolution didn't really designate Aitken's Bible as official reading material. What could Aitken do with the resolution?
He printed it in the Bible right up to the title page as sort of an advertising blurb.
The question is, why did the Continental Congress pass a resolution for Robert Aitken?
It's possible that they owed him some money because he had been printing their journal, the Journal of Congress. There was also some pressure brought from the New England states to approve a Bible. And during the Revolutionary War, there had been a big shortage of Bibles because the country had been importing Bibles from England.
And did the congressional resolution help Aitken earn a fortune after the Revolutionary War?
Unfortunately, it didn't help very much. By that time, Bibles were coming in from England, and he went broke.
Murphy thinks those who cite the so-called congressional approval of a Bible as part of the case for school prayer are on shaky ground. In fact, the Continental Congress okayed the resolution even before the U.S. Constitution was ratified. And is librarian Lawrence Park Murphy in favor of a U.S. authorized Bible?
No, I don't believe it should. That would be certainly against the separation of church and state, and I believe rather quite firmly in that.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.